Welcome back to NPR's Ask Me Another, an hour of trivia, riddles, and mayhem. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is this week's mystery guest, Marvel Comics writer and independent filmmaker, Greg Pak. Welcome. So, Greg, the first thing I have to ask you is you've been writing for Marvel since 2004.
Yeah.
And you wrote a lot of different
yes.
characters and titles. But your favorite is The Incredible Hulk?
Well, my current favorite is Doctor Strange.
How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But,
and for our listening audience that may not know who Doctor Strange is, give us a couple.
Doctor Strange, once an arrogant surgeon would only cut for money, was in a terrible...
So, just like a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In a terrible car wreck, deeply ironically in the great Marvel tradition, his hands were shattered. He could no longer perform surgery.
No!
So he travels the world looking for a cure. There is no cure. He finally goes to a healer in Tibet, and Strange changes his career. And he becomes the Ancient One's apprentice and eventually becomes the Sorcerer Supreme.
Wow. That is strange.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is it about that character that speaks to you, that you love writing?
Well, right. I mean, I'm writing a book called Doctor Strange Season 1, which is looking at a very early point in his career. And it's at that point where he's just met the Ancient One. So he's become his apprentice, but he's still basically the same jerk he was when he was a surgeon.
Oh.
And that's a very fun place to write a character. You know, when a character is a jerk in, you know, becoming a hero, but still a jerk. That's a sweet spot.
Right, because there's all the conflict of
yes.
the arrogance and the
exactly.
potential embarrassment and
right,
what have
right,
you.
Right.
And what was it about the Incredible Hulk? I mean, they were talking
yes.
a angry...
I've loved the Hulk since I was a kid. And in Dallas, Texas, planning my schedule around 7 p.m. on Thursday nights when I could watch Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno in the Incredible Hulk TV series. Just loved, loved, loved that show. It was my introduction to the literary concept of tragedy. I'm not even kidding when I say that. You know, it was like the first time where I saw a hero who struggled every time, you know, all the time to do the right thing every single time, and still, at the end of the show, was on the road thumbing a ride. You know,
right?
The Hulk is all about anger, right? And it's about this notion of that anger, no matter how justified, when it is, you know, when you express it, you pay the price. I think that's sort of one of those great mystical / religious / ethical truths that many great Marvel writers before me kind of understood. And so when I got to write The Hulk, that was, you know, I got to play with those huge themes, and it was a blast.
That's interesting, the sort of moral edge to it. That's what spoke to you. You were just like, oh, this is how someone deals with the conflict of bad and good, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I think Marvel Comics are great. I mean, you know, the classic... reason Marvel became what it became was because all of those, you know, forefathers who made Marvel Comics what it is, they introduced this notion of heroes who are struggling to become heroes. You know what I mean? You're not a hero because of who you are. You're a hero because you're struggling to overcome the things that keep you from being heroic, if that makes sense. You know, you're struggling to do the right thing, and that struggle is what makes you a hero.
So I'm a hero, is what you're saying.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
But with all due respect... what is important about this narrative form that adults should pay attention to and pay respect to?
Yeah, I mean, it's a heck of a lot of fun. You know, if you like pop culture, if you like movies, you like comics. I mean, comics is just it's a medium like any other medium, and there are great stories that can be told in comics. There are amazing sci-fi epics that are told in comics. There are amazing mysteries that are told in comics. You know, just, I mean, any kind of genre. I mean, comics are not just limited to superhero comics, although superhero comics in and of themselves are fantastic the same way great superhero movies are fantastic. I mean, there's, you know, great narratives of adventure and heroism that are just a kick in the pants. They're fun. Hulk smash! So there's that. But there's also the fact that comics can do anything. I mean, I've been really lucky in my Marvel career to have the chance to work on big, crazy Hulk smash-tastic adventures, as well as, and then I wrote a book called Magneto Testament, which is Magneto's origin story. And it is, it's a Holocaust story, and there's no superheroics, there's no superpowers in the story. It's, we told a historically accurate story of a kid coming of age in Germany and Poland during the rise of the Nazis, struggling to keep his family alive. And, you know, the fact that there was room for that kind of story in the Marvel Universe and in comics is just, you know, I mean, that's a great thing. There's such a variety of stuff.
Yeah. Now, I mean, that does sound amazing. And the added bonus, I guess, is that you work with an artist.
Yeah. I mean, artists are amazing. I mean, there's nothing like turning in a comic script and in the next couple of days starting to get these pencils back, or an artist has sort of breathed life into everything. I mean, that's a huge part of the fun of working in comics, is just that collaborative, creative energy.
And what is Vision Machine? This is a current project,
yes.
A series for you.
Yeah, Vision Machine. It's a sci-fi story that is actually available for free. You can download it for free at visionmachine.net. It's a graphic novel that imagines the world 50 years from now with all of the social, political, and all of the changes that will come about because of advances in personal technology. The high concept is that Sprout Computers has introduced its latest and greatest piece of world-changing technology called the II. That's I, and then EYE.
I can't believe that wasn't taken yet.
It's a pair of glasses. You put it on. Anything that you can see, you can record just by looking at it and thinking about it. You can edit it instantly just by thinking about it. You can add special effects. You can upload it, share it with the world. It's YouTube, digital video, Twitter, all these things at the speed of thought. And it's this incredible boon for media makers, because suddenly you can make the movie that's in your head. There are people who can actually imagine, like, your dream. You can actually literally put your dreams into this thing and make them come to life. And so it's fantastic. And then, of course, the other shoe drops, because there's this whole panoply of copyright, trademark enforcement / infringement issues, as well as massive surveillance and privacy issues. So it turns into a kind of a crazy sci-fi thriller. And it's all going to happen, probably in
sure.
5 years.
No, so, I mean, I'm looking...
So read it now to see where you're going.
I'm looking forward to just being a head in a jar of formaldehyde. Like, won't that be better? That'll be so much easier. All right, so I have to ask you this question. I know it's very standard, but it's very important to ask, which is, as a writer of comic books, if you had a superhero power, what would it be? And just so you know what mine would be, I'm modeling myself after a character I read in Archie Double Digests called Cricket. And what Cricket could do was she could smell you and tell you how much money you had on you. Amazing!
I actually, you know, if I had any superpower, it would be to understand any language.
Oh, yeah.
Any language at all. And to be able to communicate in any language, including the language of animals. and machines. That would be my superpower.
I have a great respect for your intelligence, because that is a beautiful answer. That was like you responding with poetry.
Well, I also like smelling like, money.
There you go. Now, you enjoy games, and you like challenges?
Yes, I do.
All right. So then I will ask you, Greg, are you ready to take an Ask Me Another trivia challenge?
I am.
Fantastic. Let's give him a hand. Greg Pak, everybody. Welcome back, Art Chung. Thanks for joining us. Now, Art Chung, you are one big comic book nerd, right?
I resemble that remark, yes.
Good, so I'm glad that we have you on stage. Now, Greg, we have a lot of comic book fans in our audience, and we really searched to find someone that would be a worthy contestant for you in this game, and I think we did quite well. Let's welcome Dean Haspel, everybody. Know something about comic books, I believe, right? Something like, because you were, what, a Emmy Award winner?
Yeah, I won an Emmy, which is odd, because that has nothing to do with comics. But it was for the HBO show Bored to Death, which I provided all the artwork for, and the opening credit sequence.
That opening credit sequence is amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Have you drawn superheroes?
I've drawn from Marvel and DC. I've run the gamut between book publishers and comic book publishers, memoir and superhero.
So you've done it all, is what you're saying. Congratulations!
I'm in trouble.
Good, I'm glad you feel that way. You're a little nervous?
I am.
Dean, do you feel nervous?
Not at all.
Okay, so obviously the Marvel Universe is full of amazing heroes, evil villains, but we don't want to forget about the little creatures. And by that, I mean the animals.
Okay.
That's right. From superpowered pets to giant monsters, there are so many fun, quirky Marvel critters that deserve our love and recognition. And in this game, we're going to ask you questions about the Marvel Animal Kingdom.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Are you guys ready?
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. The Skrulls are a race of alien shapeshifters with a bad habit of invading Earth. Bad. Way back in Fantastic Four issue 2, who doesn't have that framed, the Fantastic Four capture a group of Skrull spies and thwart their invasion plans. Because it's clear no prison can hold shapeshifters, duh, how does Mr. Fantastic neutralize these aliens? Dean.
He turns them into cows.
Of course, he turns them into cows.
Hamburger meat.
The human mutant known as Squirrel Girl sounds pretty harmless. But she's defeated both Dr. Doom and Wolverine in battle, which is not one of her squirrel-based powers. Buck teeth that can chew through wood, the ability to understand and speak squirrel language, or extra large cheeks where she stores her weapons.
Oh, I think Greg.
Extra large cheeks where she stores her weapons.
Correct. That is right.
I was going to say all three, but...
Yeah, as it turns out, she has a utility belt full of nuts for her squirrel friends and calls it her nut sacks.
Sadly, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Nothing I can do about that. In an alternate universe, a spider was bitten by a radioactive pig and became a superhero known as Spider-Ham. What is Spider-Ham's secret identity? Dean.
Peter Porker.
Peter Porker is correct. A Marvel fan favorite is the pet of the Inhumans and is the leader of the Pet Avengers, a giant bulldog named Lockjaw. Besides having super jaw strength befitting a dog his size, what is Lockjaw's main superpower?
I'm going to go Greg.
Should we say it together?
Yeah, teleportation.
Teleportation, yeah. That's right. This monster's name supposedly means he whose limbs shatter mountains and whose back scrapes the sun. He's actually an alien from the planet Kakaranathara, but was discovered in China many centuries ago. What is the name of this fearsome dragon created by Stan Lee, whose name was inspired by the 1920s musical Choo Chin Chow?
I think Greg again. You're a little high in the bell.
Fin Fang Foom.
Fin Fang Foom.
Fin Fang Foom. Finally, what tiny purple dragon shares his name with a former American aerospace company? Dean.
Lockheed.
Lockheed is right.
Well done.
From the X-Men.
From the X-Men. We are tied.
Oh.
Greg and Dean, we have to give you a tiebreaker. Art, go ahead.
Here's your tiebreaker. Kazar, the master of the Savage Land, is often accompanied by his companion, Zebu, the last known living Smilodon. What is a Smilodon? Dean.
Sabretooth.
Sabretooth, blank?
There's more to that?
We'll give it to you. Sabretooth, cat or tiger, yes.
Oh, okay. Cat or tiger, okay.
I didn't know that. All right. Looks like, Dean Haskell, you are the winner. It was a tight match, and I would like to award you both with a prize for being our mystery guest and our winner of this hilarious comic book creature quiz. It is a Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube, limited edition, all the way from Hungary. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have another hand for our amazing competitor, Dean Haskell. And our incredible mystery guest, Greg Pak.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.